Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The text for this evening's sermon, as previously mentioned, is the second reading, Romans chapter 3, verses 19 through 28. This is our text. In the name of our risen and ever-present Savior, dear friends in Christ Jesus, many are the blessings that our Lord God in His grace and mercy has bestowed upon our two congregations. Founded, I'm sure Pastor Gower will let me know later if I got any of these facts not quite right, but founded as Pilgrim Lutheran Church in 1949. Okay, all right. And as Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in 1966. Can one even begin to imagine the number of babies baptized, the number of youth and adults confirmed, the number of couples married, the number of loved ones buried through the ministry of our two congregations over these last many years? But the greatest blessing we have is the Word of God and its message of God's gift of salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a message that has now been proclaimed by God's Christian church on earth for more than 20 centuries. It is a message, though, that sometimes was rather confused and unclear, and perhaps almost lost more than once. One of those times was back in the 16th century, when the Christian church of that day so emphasized the good works that Christians should do that many people were led to believe that they should depend upon their own goodness and upon the works the church told them to do in order to get to heaven. It was then that God raised up a pious young Roman Catholic monk named Martin Luther to study God's Word, for the Spirit to work through the Word and lead him to rediscover, first of all for his own personal comfort and salvation, this good news of God's gift of heaven through faith in Jesus Christ. Because Luther found this to be such comforting personal good news, he could not but spread it all around. And so tonight, in 2014, we celebrate, I believe, the 497th anniversary of the day the Lutheran Reformation began, when Martin Luther posted his 95 theses, his 95 statements for correcting errors in the life of the Christian church of his day. The first verse of our first reading tonight: "Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people," has led more than one person to think of the role God gave to Martin Luther so long ago. What is it then that we believe as Lutherans? The short answer is, I think, simple. We believe the teachings of God's holy word. God's word, for instance, says in tonight's second reading, in verse 23, that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. How true that is. I rediscover that every day in my life and experience. I suspect if you stop and think about it, you do too. As we approach yet another national election day, this coming Tuesday, we see once again that the leaders of our nation, no matter what political party they've associated with, that they are sinful human beings. We see that also so often in the evil in society all around us. We see that, for instance, in the breakdown of civility, in impoliteness and rudeness, evident in the young and sometimes even in the young ones not so young. But most of all, I must confess, I see the truth of this Word of God when I read God's commandments and that I look in my own heart. The good that I would, I do not. The bad that I would not, that I do. And the Bible tells me that this is true not only of my heart, but also of Pastor Gower's heart, and also of each and every one of your hearts, as well as the hearts of all human beings in the world today. Yet there's hope. Hope for me, hope for all of you, for that day that will surely come when each of us will be called to stand before God as the judge of all. Okay, so just what is that hope? It is simply this, that God himself has justified us, meaning that God has forgiven us and declared us to be righteous in his sight. St. Paul proclaims in verse 24, all are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. What good news this is. In Christ, St. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. What a precious thing it is for the Holy Spirit to have brought us to the realization and to keep on bringing us and growing in that realization that forgiveness is free to all of you and to me too because of Jesus. Yeah, let's be clear. Somebody had to pay the price, but it was Jesus who took care of all that. He did all the good work that was ever needed, and then he paid the price for all of our bad works. Again, in 2 Corinthians, St. Paul writes, for our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. God's word also reminds us in verse 22, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. How do you find the salvation? How do you find comfort and peace for your spirit and your soul? God's Holy Spirit empowers you through his word and sacraments to trust Jesus to be your Savior, to take care of it all for you, whatever it all may include. Our treasurer has one of those little slogan signs posted in the corner of the office he works in up at church. And I can't quote it exactly, but it says something to the effect, good news, you have no troubles today. God will be taking care of all your problems. That is what God has done for us in Jesus. By faith, by trusting, we are assured of this, but trusting, just trusting, is often such a hard thing to do for us, isn't it? Huh? I mean, we grow up trusting other people in life, right? Parents, children, friends, neighbors, co-workers, fellow pastors, and so forth. And yet, all too often, we have those experiences where our trust is sorely disappointed. But God says, you can trust him. He gives us so many examples of that throughout his word, Old and New Testaments, of how he can be depended on to be there for people and to help them at every time of need. His Holy Spirit works in you through his word, in the sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion, to remind you again and again of all that he has personally done for you already in this life here on earth. And most of all, the Holy Spirit continually lifts up his Son Jesus before us, dying on the cross for our sins, as that ultimate example of exactly how God feels, and more than just feels, is committed to you for all time. as St. Paul put it elsewhere in Romans, he who did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him give us all things? Now, can you be sure of this? Well, how can you know anything really for sure in life? If you're lost in an unfamiliar town and in days gone by, you might stop to ask someone on the street for directions how to get wherever. Could you be sure you were going to receive the right information? I realized to my chagrin once many years ago in my hometown where I grew up that somebody had stopped me on the street and asked where something was, and I said, oh, and I gave them very clear directions, go down to the second stoplight and turn right, and it's 3 blocks down on your right. And as they drove away, I looked down the street and realized, oops, it was the third stoplight. Well, many of us today have GPSs. Has your GPS ever given you bad directions? Pastor Gallard, I could say, yes, it has happened. If you're sick, and you go to the doctors, and they send you to other doctors for second opinions, and the different doctors are saying different things, how do you know which one is right? How do you know which one's guidance you should follow? Can you even depend totally upon yourself, or do your own memory and body also fail you? Pastor Gallard and I had a conversation earlier today about forgetting our keys and locking ourselves out of different places. Both of us have had that experience. Martin Luther would suggest to our blessed benefit that ultimately we can be absolutely sure only of what God clearly says to us. And that good news, we can be sure that the Bible is God's true and totally reliable word. If the Bible says it, then God says it. And of that, you can be sure. And so the word brings us once again tonight this sureful good news in verse 28. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. The first two verses of our third reading from John chapter 8 gives us Jesus' good promise. If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. In this belief, we need to pause and recognize tonight we are not alone, but we are joined by all the saints before us throughout many, many ages. Verse 21 makes sort of a sideways reference to that. It says, but now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. You see, God's Old Testament people were not saved in a different way than you and I are. They also were saved by his grace through faith, through their faith in the promise he gave them of a Savior to come. All the scriptures are just filled to overflowing with the second person of the Holy Trinity, either promises pointing forward to him or proclamations pointing back at what he's done for us. It is this belief that the Holy Spirit worked through the Word to lead Martin Luther to rediscover, almost 500 years ago now. And God has worked since then through Luther and those who learned from him to spread this good news of comfort and eternal salvation to many others. In fact, it is, as you're aware, as a result of that spreading of the good news of Jesus that our spiritual forefathers left Europe and Germany and came here to the United States and continued to spread that good news through this very day, this very night, when we sit here as the current blessed recipients of it. In fact, if I remember my history correctly, It was a pastor of Pilgrim Lutheran Church and some of her members who brought about the founding of Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Longview. God has gathered us here tonight together to celebrate this good news of salvation as a gift through faith in Jesus. And now God asks each of you to take your part in the ongoing spreading of his message ultimately to the ends of the earth. Today, God has blessed our own Lutheran Church Missouri Synod with open doors to spread the good news in many foreign countries and in recent years amongst many immigrants and even foreign college students who've come here to our own country. A former director of the Missions of Synod some years ago at a Texas District Convention shared the thought that when he put up a list of the countries around the world that actively forbade Christian missionaries from entering, and then put up a list of the countries around the world that were sending their best and brightest to the United States, to American colleges and universities, to learn academics, that the list had many similarities. And he said, look at God. They won't let us go there to share the good news. He's bringing their best and brightest here to give us the opportunity to share that good news with them, that the Holy Spirit may work through the Word and bring those folks to belief in Jesus, and then they go back home with automatic reentry as the best and the brightest of their native lands. How smart God is. And these opportunities continue to grow every year. Why is it this coming Sunday evening over at Kilgore College that Pastor Galler and others are going to, Pastor Galler, have a special presentation, and then there'll be a community reaction panel to discuss ultimately the good news of Jesus and what it means to us and what the Word says to us about it. Wow. So what is it that we believe? As a church body, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, as the congregations of Pilgrim Lutheran Church in Kilgore and Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Longview, and as individuals, we believe that we have been sent forth by God's blessing to spread his good news of salvation, only by grace, only by faith, based only on Scripture through Jesus Christ. We pause tonight to give thanks to God for his many, many blessings on each of us individually and together in the past. Blessings as members of our congregations, blessings as members of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. What a great God we have. Look at how much we have now to share with others. So let's be eager to look for every opportunity to share this good news with others. For we are sent forth by God's blessing.